Okay, good morning everybody. So we are continuing looking at the inyanim which relates to pas habot kisnim, these types of snack bread. So we spent the last few shiurim explaining what types of bread fall into this category. We came up with three different categories: either something that is filled, something where the dough is mixed with the majority of the parents, maybe something that gives a strong taste, and something which is crunchy, breakable, not something soft. Those are the three definitions of pas habot. Now, we have to move on to define more closely what do we mean when we say kevil suda. When one has it as kevil suda, then one has to make hamotzi, which is a jadayim, very modern, like regular bread. What do we mean when we say kevil suda? So let's take a look at the kiddush of Shulchan over here in the first line or two of Seif Gimel. Then the kiddush of Shulchan Aruch. Shiur kevil suda. The size, the amount of a kevil suda. Lav for the day mishari. Says the kiddush of Shulchan Aruch, we do not look at what you yourself decide. It's not I call this a suda, I feel full. That's not the definition. Elor, rather, says the Kiddush of Loros, Beruiz B'ne'ot, we have to look at what is the accepted standard amongst most people. Kamot Sheregidim Le'ol, the amount that they would usually eat, Bitsu'udah Soharayim, or Bitsu'udah Ered, Lisboya, at a midday or evening meal, Lisboya, for satiation. In Mu'ayshel Kishir there, a person who eats that amount of food, Abalti She'enoi Sobea, even if he is not satiated, Mikol Mokoi Dinoi Kamoi Lech. Nevertheless, its din would be the same as bread. If this one eats an amount, which is the amount that people would. One takes this pasta baba kisnin and partakes of it such an amount that this is an amount that people would generally be satiated from and would consider it a full meal of a midday or evening meal. And if anybody eats that amount, that is called kevil suda, even if that person personally was not satisfied. And equally so, it follows through that if a person ate less than the shiur kevil suda, even if he was satisfied, also we would not oblige him in Birkas HaMazon and Hamotzi, because we are following the generally accepted standard of kevil suda. Yeah.
I have a problem with this definition.
Yeah.
Any definition based on statistics, or how few of others, we're not talking about pure definition of statistics, math, statistics, whatever.
Yeah.
Recently, we see a lot of people eating bread. And we can say that, look, when people are eating, they eat 2, 3 pieces, whatever
it is, yeah.
But nobody sees how people eating crackers for whole meal. Eating crackers for whole meal is a big exception.
But that's true.
So right now, when we have what the standards, we don't have any statistics. What do you mean, standards? I don't know how many crackers people eat.
We're not saying the amount that people would eat of crackers for a meal. We're saying the amount that people eat for a meal. Let's say that people eat six slices of bread and they call that a meal. Let's say.
And in this case.
So if one eats an amount of crackers that is equal to six slices of bread,
it's body.
Not weight.
Not
weight, volume.
Okay,
that's how we define
today,
it. It's actually a very difficult definition for us to use Levite. Because there are all sorts of things that aren't
what we use in the world. Not that, because when a bread all fluffed up with yeast in it, and it's very full of air, and you eat the crackers, they're all condensed. So volume, and it's a huge difference here.
The definition is the bread.
It's very good. But if you See, not the volume as it is known.
As we compare it to the bread.
When you crush it down.
Right, that's all that's hopefully spoken out. We'll come to it in a slightly different application, but it makes sense to apply here too. I'll tell you something out in a second. I want to check it up exactly in this case. I'll tell you in a minute where I saw it openly spoken out in the first place.
Well, I'll tell you, Dan West came in Manchester.
Yeah.
He was talking about how much mass to eat, how you measure stuff. So he said he took mass up and ground it down in the machine and then took the volume, and that's how he got it that way. So it sounds like that's indeed what you do, you condense it. To get volume, unless you
It might just be that, you know, that's not such a proof from that way. With nuts, it's very difficult to. There is really no other way of measuring the volume of a piece of matter other than by grinding it into little pieces and putting it in a cup. How else are you going to do it? I don't know if that's, you know, a way of, that demonstrates how that's what we need.
We have an example of this.
What
you're
saying,
in
food
flour, two slices of
pizza. Yeah, exactly.
One slice. Like,
well, that's based on these principles. We do in other areas of halakha, let's say some kazayis that you need to make an alam or something like that. There is openly spoken out that we do not need to crush the piece of cake. And let's say a piece of cake is kazayis, I don't know if it's to make alam mishio. Is it a kazayis or not? Over there, it's certain that you don't need to squish. It does go by volume, but you don't need to squish it and say, you know, you can take a piece of cake that looked, you know, it looked like it was that size, you squish it, and it's tiny. And you don't need to do that. You make a kazayis on it, as it's a, you make a brass acharoid on it, presuming it's a kazayis, as we perceive it with a regular.
But it's very brass cake, it's sponge cake. You know, you weren't.
They could be that these halachos here are false. Yeah. Why? Because over here, we're looking at definition of kavir sudo or satiation. Not just a dry shiur, an amount. When it's regular brass acharoid, you need a kazayis, this is called kazayis. Kazayis is fixed according to how you perceive it. Over here, we're interested in kavir sudo. Kavir sudo is something that satiates a person. Now, satiation is not dependent on air pockets, air hole. The person doesn't get satiated from air holes, even from the hole in the middle of the bagel. But my person also doesn't get satiated.
In this case, if you follow definition that a person full or a person, you don't need to measure anything. Exactly. And as soon as you're.
But we do need to measure, because we're not saying, the point is, we're not saying when this particular yochid who is sitting now eating at his supper table is full. What we're saying is that we follow Kavir Suda, follows general standards of most people. Why do we say that? Because Chazal said a shiur of Kavir Suda. The Gemara actually openly says it.
Because Torah said when you will be a full and satisfied. They didn't say when every Jew. No! You're full and satisfied, you make bra.
Yeah. So.
What to do with the average? What to do with this?
That's talking about regular bread. When I have bread, so that's the Torah gives this mitzvah, and it says when you eat them, you satisfy any bench. Over here we're talking about something that doesn't fully qualify for bread. Because we're only going to give it the dinim of bread when you fix on it a sudah. What is called fixing on it a sudah? Fixing on it a sudah is a certain level of hashivus of importance, which is done according to the accepted style. If you're a wild exception to everybody else, that still doesn't make it a hashibus of community. Okay.
Is that independent of the rest of the meal you're having?
Oh, we're going to look at that too. Let's for the moment discuss the case where a person is eating just. Soon in the configuration of this team, we'll look at when a person has it with other foods. Okay, so let's just amplify a little more of this line of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So he's telling us that the shiur is dependent on the amount that people generally have for a suda for satiation. I want to mention that the Mishnah Berurah quotes this definition that the shiur is the amount that people regularly eat at a full meal for satiation. He says that is one definition. He adds that there is another opinion in the poskim of how to define it. There is this definition, whatever people regularly eat at a full meal. There is a second definition, which is an objective amount of food. It's not something regular, standard, something which we cannot so clearly define. It is a particular registered amount of food. It is, according to some, the shiur of four basins. There is another shiur of six basins. Mishmur doesn't bring that stuff. Sure, well, perhaps use this as a combination of things, but Mishmur there brings the shiur of four basins. Four basins, it's based on halakha and hilchos eruv, where we find such an amount is called the amount of the tzuddah to use for an eruv, an amount of four basins, which then we open the whole world of how much is four basin in our nowadays terms, but let's say approximately it's the amount which fills about a cup and a half, well that could be the smallest possible size, a cup and a half plastic cup filled with mezuzah. And on this the postman speak out that we are talking about crushed mezuzah, something that you've crushed out the no air spaces, no air holes. So you could probably fit quite a lot into a cup and a half, but it isn't loaf. The Mishnah mentions this opinion, but let's say that the Mishnah uses the word, he says, it is good to be particular for this opinion, l'chatchil. It means that l'chatchil, Mishnah says one should avoid eating such a shiur of mezuzah, because then one is already getting into the topic of whether one needs hamotzi and berkat hamotzi. Nevertheless, implication of Mr. Brewer is that this is a l'chatchila, good practice, but it's not mamash the Ikar Adin, and the Ikar Adin lies with the opinion mentioned here in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that you are on safe ground and are not required to make hamotzi or berkas hamazon until one has the amount which it is regular to have for kviyut tzuda in a tzuda.
The impression is that the
Kiddush Shalom,
our share is much bigger.
It seems to be understood in the post-game that this year is a much bigger share. Yeah. And I think we can understand that too. I don't exactly, if we would be asked in numbers to give a share to how much is severe of a proper Suda, I don't know. But I think we can safely say it's more than a cup and a half. Or a cup. You know, when a person sits down at an evening meal, eats properly, they have a slice of bread along with some chicken and some rice. It's all
right. But the situation is that it's not what meant Shulchan Aruch was reading.
True, 100%. It depends on how they stand. The
whole meal, 90% was aromatic, was bread.
That's true.
Chicken, something. You've got to be kidding. What are you talking about? People eat bread. And maybe a little bit of vegetable, something.
Whatever else there was basically just to accompany the bread. That's true.
Everything just works.
That is what happens
in
fighting.
It stays in your mouth. The people don't have food, you know. Who ate anything, you know?
Nowadays we'll have to divide it by what people eat in the whole meal. An amount. We're interested in an amount that fills people.
We find today by whole meal. Because if you will give them steak, this amount of bread will satisfy me.
Gram
of bread.
I'm not saying the amount of bread one has in the whole meal. I'm saying the amount one eats in the entire meal.
And then you have your
the amount that one eats for severe.
Even without bread.
Even without bread. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the level. An amount that one eats for severe. So you can have it on bread, you can have it on other things.
Wow.
Also a difficult definition because different items fill a certain differently. And it's very hard to come to an actual bottom line, but it gives us at least a bit of a.
Learned when I was much younger that there's a sheet of Reb Moshe that seems to say if you eat this cup of bread in the same way you would use a bread, if you normally would have two slices of bread with your meal, and you now would have the equivalent of two slices of cake of the same size, then you're really going to eat it with Moshe. If normally when you sit down for supper, whatever you have for your meal and dinner,
you have
chicken and
that might be related to what we're about to say.
Then it's
okay.
And if you eat half a barrel of chicken of that volume with a meal, and that's a much.
That's really a big corner that can very easily come to that.
That can be said, this business where people have hot dogs and Mazonian straws or
something. And they have
four hot dogs.
Yeah. Not pushed.
Yeah.
100%. It's very, very, very related to what we're going to come to in the next line of the Shulchanot. Basically, until now, we focused on eating Hasabob Kisnin on its own. Now, well, bring back, what if you have it together with other things? So now, the next line is the Shulchanot in the middle of Siv Yom. What happens if one has this bread along with other accompanying items? Nesharim damkein acherim imo yoyislim oyslei beliftom oyusudei. Here too, we decided by what the derech ha'olam is. And if the derech ha'olam would be that when you eat this amount of bread along with these other accompanying items, you would be satiated. Then the same thing applies when one has the very minimum zaydos along with the other items. But if it would be usual with an entire seudah like this to be satiated from the bread with the other items, so who are then when one goes now and has the very minimum zaydos, even though the pasam of a kisnim is only a relatively small amount, but one has it along with other items and from the entire meal altogether one is satiated, that is sufficient to oblige one to make hamotzi and birkas hamotzi. We'll just add, there are some ways of avoiding this pretty difficult scenario. It means that any time one sits down to supper, if one wants to have some type of very minimal zoidus item which falls into the category of possible medicinal types of berekas and things like that, and along with it some other food, one can very easily be required to make hamotzi and birkas hamotzi.
Well, what was the exception we talked about before, where it's so total, it's just easy to hold the stuff. It's just a
support. That could be maybe an exception. But one other more clear case, if you eat it in such a way that it's absolutely clear that these two things don't accompany one the other, rather they're two separate things. One most extreme thing case, which I think everybody would definitely agree, would be if you eat it at the end. If you eat everything else first, and then at the end you take this bereka and whatever it is and eat it.
No,
then you can't say that
the coffee thing. They're catching coffee thing, they're fish and potatoes and whatever.
So there's no way that we can say that all that is accompanying the cake. Someone to extend it, that's really not so clear, someone to extend it has to do with the Rebbe that you said. Someone to extend it and say, even if you have all of the very minimum zones at the beginning, and you finish it all, before you eat anything else, there's someone to say that also, Shem Zalman brings up such a tzad for their action, but I'm not sure that everybody accepts that.
I heard an eighth of this, that's what you want to do, is to just say the Alamika after you finish all the Alamika.
Yeah, that's provided. It's only going to help you if there's no other brain in the soup. If there's rice or something, then you're causing yourself a type of
rubbish. I don't know that this is an eight of people at Kiddush in this world eat a lot of the Kiddush. Because a big problem with most people is when it comes to a Kiddush.
Right. So I also thought that someone could say by a Kiddush, a similar type of story to what we just said now. If you start off, let's say, with a little piece of cake, and then you go on to eat other items, which certainly don't accompany cake, like
herring
or cholum and kugel. There's no way you can say that cholum and kugel are the accompaniment of the cake. They just don't have anything to do with each other. Maybe if you would carry on after the cake, have crisps and I don't know what else, crisps and sweets, so then maybe it'll accompany cake. But cholum and kugel definitely don't accompany cake. So someone to say this tomorrow that over there you don't have to be choishish. So in any case, when the two things have got no shaitan, then this far doesn't apply. But certainly if you have it at the end, then you're on the safe ground. Okay, we'll stop it for today.